Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park, schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit tiofsc.com.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for being here today, and happy Memorial Weekend.
I love Memorial Day weekend because it's the start of summer.
Yeah, barbecues.
Barbecues,
that's what it makes
white
me think
clothes,
of.
Yeah. Flip-flops.
There you go, there you go. I know, we've been doing a lot of that, and we've got a lot of things going on this weekend that I really want to shout out to a lot of different people and invite the you know, a lot of our guests and listeners out there. One, let's just start off with, if you are tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And we are talking from the 805. I'm your host. I'm here with Jennifer. How you doing?
I'm doing terrific. Thanks, Kim.
Very good. Tom, what's going on?
Everything's well over here. I'd also like to remind everybody to display the American flag over the weekend.
I'm so glad you said that. And you know
right.
what? Going into that, actually, that would be a perfect thing. Over at, we basically, a Memorial Day, there's a celebration, and they want everybody to come out and celebrate all the disabled American veterans for their service and sacrifice for our freedom. And all the proceeds will be going to them. And that is on Monday. We've got the Mighty Cash Cats, and that is over at the Oxnard Moose Lodge. And again, for any one person, it's just one ticket is $25 and a couple is $45. And there's a rib dinner included. And again, it's a win-win. That's what it's all about. And so thank you, everybody that helped to get that word out. And of course, God, we really need to do something for, you know, I mean, this is what this weekend is all about.
I was just going to say, it's all about barbecues and pools and all that stuff. But really, the reason we celebrate Memorial Day weekend is to remember those that have worked for our country.
No question, no question. And I personally, from our show here, want to say thank you. And thanks, Tom, for saying, put your flags out. Do whatever you can to show
your
gratitude.
And tell your kids why you're putting your flag out. Because, sometimes that gets lost in the shuffle with our children as to why we're celebrating Memorial Day.
That's a great idea. Also, we are sponsoring and working with Circus Vargas, and they are back this weekend. They are the whole weekend. They are Friday, Saturday, yesterday, today, tomorrow, and Monday. They are going to be at the Ventura Fairgrounds. And on Monday, anybody from the veterans will be able to get in for free. And so definitely you want to go and take your kids, militaries. They just have to show their IDs, and they will be complimentary adult general admission. And so go and enjoy the day on that. So definitely. And in fact, we've got so many things that we're going to be doing here, but I do want to do another shout out. To my daughter. It's her birthday on Memorial Day.
Happy
so
birthday.
Yeah, she's
That's
a new
so
mom
great.
and our twins are doing amazing, and
just, you know, it's a good time.
She's had a lot of firsts the last couple weeks. So yeah. This is a big birthday for her.
That's right. That's right. So anyways, happy birthday to my daughter, Tiffany. So again, I do want to tell everybody about our show today. Today we're going to be talking with Martin Yate and a great book, Knock 'Em Dead 2015, and it's the ultimate job search guide. So we're going to be talking with him. I can't wait because, it's like he's always got little secrets and things that you can
do. It's so important to learn how to stand out from everybody else.
Oh, you nailed it right there.
You know, and you've got to stop and listen to what other people are saying because that's really the key to getting a job is standing apart from everyone else.
There you go. Also, we're going to be talking with Dr. Jeffrey Arnett, and we're going to be talking about Getting to 30, A Parent's Guide to the 20-something Years. Ooh, it goes by so fast. All of a sudden, I mean, I don't know. It just goes by so fast. Stop, smell the roses, and honor each day. Every day is a gift. That's what it's all
enjoy
about.
Enjoy each phase.
Yeah.
You know, everything's a phase, and you kind of have to look for the good in all of it.
Yeah. So anyways, I do want to give out our phone number. We do things a little bit different. If you've been listening, one, we have lots and lots of things that we give back on all of our shows. We are here every Saturday from 6 to 8, and then again from 2 to 3, and we want to hear from everybody. We've got a newsletter that goes out every week, so when you call in, all you have to do is just say, get me on that newsletter. It just really shows all the things that are happening out here. Plus, you are also entered into a chance to win other things. And we've been doing that all over Facebook.
Our newsletter is terrific. It tells you what vendors we work with, so you kind of have a go-to for that. It tells a little bit about all of us. So it's really a great opportunity to see more of the show.
Our blogging.
That's right.
There you go. Also, I do want to give out that phone number, 805-419-0008. 419-0008 is the number. And Tom, talk about all these amazing things that we have to give away.
We have a $25 gift certificate for Mission Oaks Cafe and Breakfast for Two at Mrs. Olson's Coffee Hut. Those are two great gifts. How about The Graduate, one of my favorite movies of all time. Yes, a motion picture screenplay that was written by Buck Henry. Also, a play that we have at the Caneo Players Theater, Plastics. Just remember Plastics. June 6th, Tower to Tower, Stair Climb in Oxnard. You go up and down the Brown Tower, then all the way up the Glass Tower. It's one of the few times you will be able to go up all the way up on top on the helicopter pad. This benefits the firefighters and their recruiting program. So that's a great event, a lot of fun. Remember, not necessarily a race. You just have to participate to get the shirt and the view from up top the Glass Tower. We also have Casa Pacifica, Wine and Food, along with the Brew Festival. That's happening at CSU, Cal State Channel Islands in Camarillo. Circus Vargas is back at the Earl Warren Showgrounds. We have tickets for that. Along with that, some swing and big band dance music with a summer swing series that's featuring the vocal stylings of Donna Green. That's happening on June 12th. Finally, June 17th, Paseo Camarillo Cinemas presenting Laugh Out Loud Comedy Night with one of our favorite local comics, and that's Jason Love with the comedy.
There you go. And we also have tickets this weekend over at the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club, and we have them tonight and tomorrow night, and that's with Dave Burley and Jerry Costello. And so let's just start off with that right there. Everybody needs some laughter in
that's
their
right.
life. Dave was actually a finalist on America's Got Talent, and with his dead-on impressions, he's hilarious in comedy.
I actually saw that show. That was a really, really good show.
Did
when
you?
He was on there. Yeah, it was really good.
So there you go. And Jerry was actually another finalist in the Ventura Comedy Competition. So it is going to be an amazing weekend. If everybody's got family, let's do a couple tickets. How about four tickets? And that's for this weekend. Call up right now, 419-0008, 419-0008.
And I just want to go back to our blogs really quick. I don't know if everyone saw them. I interviewed Brooke Stonehouse, the daughter of Sue Stonehouse, who just turned 40 2 days ago, which is very exciting that she's finally there. But it was great to talk to Brooke and hear about what Rolling for Pink is like through the eyes of a child who we sometimes make work more than she probably should. So I just want to tell her thank you for taking the time to do that. It was interesting to see what she thought of it.
I love that little input from everybody.
Exactly.
You know, yeah, behind the family.
Because sometimes she talks about when she fills the swag bag bags, and literally there'll be 350 bags on the floor. And we're like, Brooke.
Yeah.
She's like, I have to study.
Oh, I know.
Like,
we
you have
ask
50
our
more
kids.
Bags. Keep
I know.
Working.
Yeah. That's a great point. My kids are like, seriously, Mom, you have to go here. We need to go here.
Right.
So anyways, I love what we do. Again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life in the 805. And again, we're here from 6 to 8 and then again from 2 to 3. And we want you to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and all over. I mean, we're everywhere that you need to be, and we want to share all the great things that we have out there. Our first guest, Martin Yate. Martin, are you there?
Hi.
How are you? Yes. How are you doing?
Good. Yourself?
Very good. Thank you. I love the name of your book, Knock 'em Dead, 2015.
Yeah, 30th edition. You'd think I'd get it right after that many editions, wouldn't you?
Oh, I love it. Where are you from? England?
Well, actually, I'm from Brooklyn. I only talk like this when there's a pretty lady.
Very nice.
Uh-oh. I love it. All right. Well, sounds good. Tell us a little bit about yourself. And you. So obviously, this is not your first book.
Oh, it is my first book.
Oh,
it was,
congratulations.
It's an annual edition.
Okay.
And that's why it's in its 30th edition. You know, they say anyone can write a book. All you need is the lack of a social life. Well, that's one book that I've rewritten 30 times, and I've done 16 others. So that tells you all you need to know about me.
Wow.
I just sit and think and coach people through the problems in their work life. You know, they say doctors save lives. I make them worth living.
Wow.
Oh,
okay.
Very nice.
I like it. You belong on our show. There you go. So question, tell us, what are we going to find? Well, one, I guess, well, tell us what we're going to find in your book.
In this book, Knock 'em Dead, The Ultimate Job Search Guide, in the 2015 edition, it's generally regarded around the world, and it's published in 26 other languages, and it's been in some of those languages for 26, 27 years. So it's kind of a proven thing. And we just update it with new techniques every year. It's generally regarded as the Bible of job search. The first half of the 385 pages about how you get job interviews. And the second half of the 385 pages is about how you turn job interviews into job offers, which is the skill that puts food on your table and keeps a roof over your head during your life.
Okay. You know what's interesting is I know you have some stuff about internships in there.
Internships.
Thank you. Internships.
Which
okay.
are so, I mean,
yeah.
It's early for martinis.
I know.
Side of the country.
I'm sorry. Exactly. But do you think that that's something that, I mean, most jobs actually kind of start to, you see their talent, you see their gift, and you want them to join your team,
I think,
correct?
You're behind the eight ball. Don't you agree if you haven't had an internship before you go out into the working world?
Well, you know, there's a phrase that's gradually appeared over the last 4.5 years, and it's this: internships are the new first job.
Yes.
And the reason being, if you think of it from your position in radio, and you've been in radio a while, so you've probably done some hiring of people.
Absolutely.
The most difficult hire you ever make is when the candidate doesn't have any work experience. Mm. I mean, what the heck do you judge them on?
It's a really tough
hire. So any work experience really sets you ahead. Can I take it a step further?
Please.
You know, if you want an internship at Google, you'd better have had one at Microsoft or eBay before there, because that's a blue chip internship.
Wow. Yeah, that really makes sense. You're absolutely right. So where do you get started? How does somebody get started?
What, with an internship or looking for their first job after school?
Well, let's just say you get out of school, you've made it through college, because things have changed a lot. I mean,
yeah.
You know, there used to be you go to 4-year college and then you got on and you had a great job, right?
Right.
That's not so much the case.
Well, you're living. But, you know, things have changed. You go to college now and you go through those double cherry wood doors of admissions, and they tell you how much your $50,000 or $100,000 is going to do. What they don't tell you is about career services, and that's because to get to career services, you have to go down the basement behind the boiler and knock 3 times on that tin door.
Mm.
And inside there, there's one career services person for about every 3,000 students. So no one knows anything about job search. So if you're just graduating or you've got kids graduating and you don't want them back living off the fat of the land.
Yeah.
And speaking as a parent, I don't want any of mine back. You know, I keep saying to my wife every time one goes off to college, let's move and not tell them.
I love it. That's cute.
Right? We want them to go back to work. We want them to launch. So, you know, while you're looking for a job, the first thing you go out and do is, if you haven't done an internship, go get one now. It doesn't matter if they pay you nothing. It doesn't matter. Most will pay you something. But any work experience gives you a frame of reference to talk to the interviewers, and it gives them a frame of reference to see how realistic you are.
So tell us what, if any internship, you say any internship, it doesn't matter, just take anyone. But give us an idea of what's a good one to sort of be thinking about or be trying for that can sort of help everybody regardless of their career path.
One, obviously in a professional area. Ideally one in the professional area you hope to work in. If you haven't thought that far ahead, you want to think of careers in areas that are going to grow. For example, if you look at high-growth jobs, the top one will probably be blogger, which is great, but 12 years ago there were 45 of them, and now there's 45,000, and only 10 of them make a living. So you don't want to go after a job that has enormous growth, but it's a very small number of people. You want to go after jobs in established industries that are growing because of demographics. Example, healthcare. Enormous aging society. You can get into healthcare without even a high school diploma as a home health aide. And if you work at it, and we're all going to be working for 50 years, you can literally work your way up to being a surgeon. You can go as high as you want in healthcare and take the job anywhere. So there's healthcare. Education, that's very, very good because we have an ongoing need for education in ways we never had before.
So wait a minute, Martin. You're telling me that if somebody, and I do want to remind any of our listeners that are just waking up with us and starting their day in a positive way, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, that Jennifer and I are here. Tom just left us. I don't know where you are. Maybe go get coffee. I don't know. We're talking with Martin Yate. We're talking about Knock 'Em Dead, and it's Ultimate Job Search Guide. So we could have our kids, because I've got four, okay, we could have them start in maybe some health, you know, Kaiser. Let's just throw that out there, Kaiser. Yeah. And so they start in the bottom, and then if they do good, they just keep going up higher and higher, and they could become a surgeon?
Well, there's nothing to stop you. You know, we have a half century work life.
Okay.
Right? Ideally, we want our kids to go to college. Most schools, if you're not headed to college, they think you're stupid and ignore you. But a lot of people don't go to college not because they're stupid, because of other reasons.
No, there's a lot of roads to success, and that's really what. I'm a hair therapist, and so college or cosmetology school, or you know, I mean, there's a lot of different now. Yeah. There's schools that you can go and just do a trade school. Why not do that?
You bring up a very, very good point. You know, it still is in the high schools. If you're not going to college, you're stupid, and we're not going to bother with you. But I look at life from, you know, we've got seven kids now, and I'm what's called a fully grown adult. I'm an old fart. Mm-hmm. I look at the people around me, and I look at all the people I've known over the years, and I look at the cars that the carpenters and the plumbers and the electricians and the hairdressers and the lawn care people drive and the vacations they go on. And over the long haul, they do just as well as the men and women who work in the high-rise salt mines, because they're doing jobs that can't be exported to Mumbai, India, or automated out of existence. So those trades you just spoke of are actually very viable options in the future, because you have to start at the bottom. It's not so glamorous, but there is the chance down the road of having your own business. And when you bring money in the front door, that's where you find real security.
I love it. Martin, I love what we're talking about. Can we take a really quick break? Will you stay on with us?
Absolutely.
Okay, perfect. You know what we're going to do is we're going to take a really quick break, and I've got, let's see, some tickets here. What did we give away already? How about, you know what, let's give food away. How about a breakfast for two at Mrs. Olson's Coffee Hut? Have you ever been there?
Yes, it's amazing.
Oh, my God, it's so good. Anyways, call in right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. We bring the wholesale directly to the public. Call us today, 805-604-1568, or visit us online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA will help make your dream home a reality.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for being here and waking up. And I do want to remind you of our phone number here, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All you have to do is tell us what you're calling about, leave us your name and your number, and one of the team members will get back to you as soon as we can. Also, if you've won within 30 days, you know what? We want to hear from you, but you won't be able to win. But we love your input. We want to hear from you. And again, follow us on Facebook and Twitter and our Facebook. All of our shows are on podcast now, on my podcast at Kim Pagano Show. So all of your smartphones, download them there. And you can hear all of our shows while you're walking and exercising.
Or in your car, you can play, especially if you have a long commute, just plug it in there.
There
Great.
You go. I know. So, yeah, you had a question for Martin. I do want to remind everybody, we're talking with Martin Yate right now. We're talking about Knock 'Em Dead and the ultimate job search guide.
Okay, Martin. So let's pretend I just graduated from college. I've done my internship. I'm about to wrap it up, but I want to work there. I want that to be my job. What's the best path to take or best tactic to get to the employer and say, okay, now how do I turn my resume in because I'd like to stay?
Well, if you're actually working at a company as an intern, Jennifer, you start applying for that job the first time you show up.
Absolutely.
Right? And what you do is you do your job. You ask questions rather than make mistakes. You do whatever it takes. You swallow whatever crap they throw at you. You offer to help everyone. You hold doors open for your seniors and for ladies if you're a guy. And you try to help everyone no matter how humble the task and how irrelevant. You spend as many hours there as necessary to get the job done. And you make a point of doing this, that at the end of every day, as many people as you have spoken to as possible remember your name. And you know their name, so that you can call them by name, and you begin to stand out. And you talk to them about the kind of work that is there and who gets hired and why. And you keep your eyes open, and in every job, in every department, there's the inner circle and the outer circle. And it doesn't take long to work out who's in the outer circle and who's in the inner circle. So you know who to model yourself on. And if you model yourself on the idiots in the outer circle, you're not going to get hired. But if you model yourself on those people who are obviously hold sway and hold the respect of their peers and management, you have much better chances of turning that internship into a full-time job. You don't have to make a big formal pitch about it. You've got a resume. You can customize it as you work there. And they pretty much know you're looking for a full-time job. So after Jennifer's just told me on one Friday afternoon, Martin, you've done a great job this week. Well done, son. I will say, well, Jennifer, that's wonderful. Would it be appropriate for me to give you my resume? Because I've been looking at employers, and I can't think of a place I'd rather work.
Oh, I like that. That's a really good opener.
Very good. Very good. And, you know, talking about resumes, okay, I mean, a lot of people, they don't see your personality. You just send it over the internet. I mean, even with a business deal, if you're trying to sell, you know, any kind of advertisement or anything, and I think this could probably be, it's always better to really, you're selling yourself, your person. So how do you make a resume that is personable?
Well, you know, we all make this mistake that we think resumes are about me.
Mm.
It's all about me. Starts with my name, and then it goes on to my objective, which is what I want from your company. And it's absolutely stupid, and it's wrong. A resume should be about you, you, you. It's about your needs and how my skills fit your needs. You know, the first two lessons all three of us learned in business, and I guarantee you're going to agree with me. The first one was, the customer's always right.
So true.
And the second one was, look, just find out what the customer needs and give it to him.
Wow, that's great.
Those are our first two lessons, and yet when it comes to the resume, financially speaking, the single most financially important document we're probably ever going to own, because it's what literally opens the doors of opportunity that allows us to eat and keep a roof over our heads, right? We throw that out the window and say, it's all about me. So we start off, once you've decided on the job you're after, collect half a dozen job postings for that job, and then tear them apart and see which of those requirements are common to all six. And
wow,
which
what a great, I mean, so you're
absolutely
going about it a whole different way. It's not about here, who, this is all about me. I do hair, I do this, right? It's about, wow, I see that you need somebody that does this, and I am the one for the job, correct?
That's exactly right.
Oh, I really like that.
Okay, I mean, so we get the resume, we get called to get in there. Now, how do we, what do we do in during the interview to get the job?
All right.
You know, I'm going to interrupt on something. So I just hired a girl that is going to work with me, a new assistant, because my daughter just had twins. And so she was my apprenticeship in, or my assistant in hair. And so I just, my ladies that have just been helping me, they put an ad in and this new girl came in, and I had her just, you know, mirror my girls and just watch them. And I could see that she was like dying to get in there, get in there. And so when I felt that she was comfortable enough to do something, I was like, okay. And I could see like, wait, she's showing that interest. Well, by the end of the day, she was like, I can't wait to do something. And so I asked her, I said, have you worked with anybody else? And she said, yes, I did group interviews. And she said, I was like, well, how did they find out who you were? And she goes, I don't know. They asked me if I was the last person on an island, or it was the last day of the world and I had to go on an island, what would I bring?
Oy veyus mia.
That
rubbish.
Is what they
seriously?
Yeah, and so she's like, I just bring music. That was weird. I was like, what did you say? She goes, obviously I didn't get the job. And I go, what was it supposed to be? And she said, myself. But what? That just doesn't really.
That's almost, that's like trying to be too tricky and,
yeah,
you know.
I want
an incompetent interviewer. Now, what you did, the story you told is you were doing the right thing from the employer point of view. And she was doing exactly what we were talking about from the internship point of view.
Exactly. She mirrored my girls that I already love, and I know exactly what they want, and they're able to work with my clients because I'm really anal about working with, you know, my clients. And so they're not there. They can't do it unless they've already done it to me, or, you know what I mean? I know for a fact that they're going to be able to do it and mirror it. And we talked, and she was like, oh, my God, I'm so excited to work with you. So
that's great.
Yeah. So to me, that is, you know, you want to go in and you want, people want to succeed. They just want to know how to do it.
Yeah. They want to succeed. And when it comes to the interview, let's say you've got two candidates in front of you. You ask them both questions. One of them answers the questions. And the other one answers the questions and then asks a question about the responsibility you're talking about. Might be, so when you're dealing with clients with bleach blonde hair, what are the biggest problems we run into? Now, of the two, one answering the questions and the other turning a one-sided examination of skills into an intelligent conversation between professionals, who are you going to hire?
Yeah, definitely. Hands down.
So it's ask questions, but not about the medical plan and the benefits.
Right.
It's ask questions about your job, because we make evaluations of people based on, A, what they say, and B, the questions they ask, because the questions they ask show the depth of their understanding just as much.
Right. I have, my next question is, you know, social networking. How do you, if you are out there doing that, I mean, you talk about quadrupling your interviews. Talk to us about that.
Okay. Number one, it's the type of contacts you have, not the number of them. I tell people the contacts you should build, and you have to be on LinkedIn, is you want to build contacts with people who hold the same job title you do and people who hold the job titles that interact with your job title, and most importantly, you want to make contact with people who hold the job titles 1, 2, and 3 levels above you, because those are the people who are going to hire you. They're going to hire you today, and 4 years down the road when you move again, they're still going to be ahead of you. They're still going to hire you.
Makes so much sense. I do want to remind everybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Martin Yate. We're talking about Knock 'Em Dead and really how to find a job in today's world. And I love that you update it because really you do have to just keep expanding. Life changes. I mean, it's not the same anymore. I got to have you back because we can't even handle half the stuff I want to talk to you about. But how do we get our best salary?
Okay. Well, number one, we always think of how much we want. You don't do that. Before you ever go into a job interview, you come up with 3 numbers for yourself. First number, what's the least I've got to have to put food on my table, keep a roof over my head? Second number, what would be a fair offer given my experience and the fact that I'm working in L.A., not Possum Trot, Kentucky? Third one, what's the kind of offer that's going to make me drop dead and go to heaven on the spot? You've got 3 numbers. Kick out the bottom one. You're now left with 2 numbers. Every job in the world has a salary range. Hmm. So when someone asks you how much you want, you don't give them 1 number. You say, first of all, if I'm qualified for the job, Ms. Pagano, which I think I am because of A, B, C, D, and E, I'm sure you'll make me a fair offer. By the way, what is the salary range? 50-50 chance of how you answer. If you give me the range, I say, well, we've certainly got something to talk about because my range is here to here. If you don't tell me, no, you tell me what you want. I'm not going to buy the job and sell it to you. Then we, instead of giving a single figure, we give them the midpoint to the high point, which is a range which doubles our chances of getting something to talk about, and it doesn't nail us to the floor.
I love it. Martin, we're going to have you back again. I hope you'll come back.
I'd love to. Okay. Jennifer, Kim, it's been great. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, I love it. I love your energy, too. Where does everybody find your book?
Amazon, all the online bookstores, Barnes & Noble, all your local bookstores at knockemdead.com. About the only place that don't stock my books are those places that sell channeling crystals as well.
This is a great graduation gift.
Oh, my God.
I love that.
Oh, especially if you don't want them home living off the fat
of
the land.
Absolutely.
It
really
love
is
it.
A
That's
great
a perfect,
graduation
it
gift for somebody.
It is graduation time right now. It's you just
And I also
it.
Want to add to that, it's so important to keep contacts. I still do this. If I run into somebody, I did something yesterday and I met this person and I followed it up with, and it was great to talk to you, and I come up with something that will spike their interest that they want to read. Even it was just a text, but I think it's always important to you be the last person and just to keep that conversation going.
Keep that door open.
Do I have time for one quick comment?
Sure.
10 years ago, I met a guy at a conference. Every month for 10 years, he sends me one of those rude, crude, socially unacceptable cartoons that we all crack up about in the email. Right? If he ever called me and said, Martin, I need some help, I drop everything for him.
Absolutely, because you remember him and he takes the time to remember you.
He's made me laugh 100 times.
Yeah.
How can I not help the guy? As opposed to people who only show up in my life when they need something.
Absolutely.
I love it. Martin Yate, thank you so much for being a part of the brighter side of life on the Kim Pagano Show.
Kim, Jennifer, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. You got it. Have a really great day. All right, we're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Dr. Jeffrey Arnett, and his book is Getting to 30, A Parent's Guide to the 20-something
These books go hand in hand. This is perfect for
I know.
All of
is
the parents.
This going to be great? You know what? Let's do something here. How about, let's see here. Let's see, what do we have not given out? How about some Laugh Out Loud at Paseo Camarillo? And that is June 17th. We've got tickets for you. That's Jason Love over there. And it's right in Camarillo. We've got a pair of tickets for you, 419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us.
When
When it comes to traditions, Somers Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somersnuthouse.com. Somers Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somers Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somers. Call Somers Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life. Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on
KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. I do want to remind you that we have another hour after this. We are on every Saturday from 6 to 8, and then again from 2 to 3, and we've got more guests on, and all of our shows are completely different.
We have different things.
Everybody
different
asks me,
topics.
Like, how do you find that many people to talk with?
There's so many people to talk to and so many great things to hear about in the 805 that we are never at a loss for information.
I know. I love it. And not only that, we bring you guests from all over the world. Anything that can brighten your life up and talk about the brighter side of life. Our next guest is Dr. Jeffrey Arnett. And getting
Hello.
To 30, how are you? Dr. Arnett?
Yes,
how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And I was just telling everybody about your book, Getting to 30, A Parent's Guide to the 20-something Years. Those are the hard years.
Well, they are for some people and for many families. And we felt, me and my co-author, Elizabeth Fischel, that parents get a lot of advice about infancy and toddlerhood and even the teen years, but there was a need for a book that would provide some guidance to the 20-something years, which can be a real challenge.
Yeah, I totally agree. In fact, Jennifer was just talking about all the people posting all their...
Yeah, everyone's posting all their prom pictures and their college graduation signing day pictures. And a blogger put something up about how if we're showing pictures of our kids at prom, obviously things have gone well and we've done a good job. They may not be perfect and it hasn't been easy, but we got these babies 18 years ago without a real instruction manual and we've done it. Like as moms, we've done it and we did what we were supposed to do and we did it well.
Yeah, and we need to get it checked too, right?
Exactly,
yeah.
Right?
I used to, you know, four kids, I would be like, oh, check. Okay, that one's good. Okay, check. That one's
good.
And when
you're
know?
In sixth grade and you have maybe friends who have kids in high school, the high schooler parents think the sixth grade mom is, oh, your problems are nothing. They're nothing. But when you're living it, a spelling test is a big deal because that is a deciding factor of a grade. It all changes depending on where you are at.
So true.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, parents used to be over once their kids were about 18. The kids would go to work in the factory or in a retail store or something like that, or get married. You know, young women 50 years ago were getting married at 19 or 20 years old, typically. And so it comes as a surprise to many parents to find that they're still on duty, even when their kids are in their early 20s, sometimes their mid or late 20s. It does take a lot longer to grow up than it used to.
I have to tell you, you know, it's interesting because my daughter just had twins. And, you know, oh, my God, I look at all the work that she has to do with twins. And I'm thinking, thank God we did that when we were young. Because
parenting is definitely for young people.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I could see, like, how you would forget, you know, to do something. There's a lot to do. So, definitely. But, Dr. Arnett, how have things changed in these years? I mean, one, kids can't even afford to buy a home nowadays. And I have one son that, you know, is just moving out, and he's like, Mom, everything's $2,200 for rent. I'm like, how do they do it?
Yeah, well, a lot has changed, hasn't it? I often use 1960 as a baseline year because, of course, so much changed in the 60s and 70s, and those repercussions are still with us. I think the biggest change is economic, the fact that we've made a shift from a manufacturing economy to more of an information and technology economy means that more people get more education than ever before. And that costs money, and it also delays the time when they can be making their own money to support themselves. And as I said, I think this blindsides parents sometimes, because some parents plan for their kids' college education, but really it's something that everybody is going to have to face in order to give their kid a good chance in life. You really have to get something beyond high school now in order to be able to compete in the modern economy.
I totally agree.
Okay, so let's say we have these kids and they've graduated college and they're sort of in the early 20s. They're sort of floundering. They're like, well, that's not really what I thought I was going to do after college. It's not how I see myself. As parents, give us three tips of things we should not do.
Great question.
Sure. Well, you shouldn't force them to take a job they hate, because then they'll hate you. I mean, at least they're not going to be very fond of you in the long run if you force them into a job that they loathe and that they find it difficult to get out of. I think parents would like to see their kids settled. You know, it really feels like you're finally done when your child is done with education and in a job where they can support themselves and maybe support a family or help support a family along with their partner. But I think we have to get used to the fact that it does take longer now because education is longer, and also because they really do have high expectations for work. I think for a generation or two ago, not so much the baby boomers, but the silent generation, it was my dad's generation, and probably all generations before that, they didn't really expect to enjoy their work. But the baby boomers invented the idea that work should be fun, and now their children have grown up with that as an expectation. They really want work to be more than just a dreary trudge through the workday. And I think most parents would like to see their kids be happy. And so I think it pays to be patient while your child is struggling through the 20s and looking for a job that really is going to be the basis of a good and happy life.
I tell my nephew, he's getting his master's right now. And I've told him, you know, you don't know what you want to do, that's fine. This is the only time in your life that you have no responsibility to anyone but yourself. So try some things out. Figure out what you like so that you can choose a career of doing something that you do like, because you will not have an opportunity to do this again.
Now, exactly. I'm gonna look on the parent side over here, okay, because I have a 19-year-old and a 20-year-old, two sons.
Okay.
And shoot me now, right? You know, it's like, Mom, I only want help when I ask it. Okay. But yet you watch them maybe not doing the right things, you know, like, okay, I want to, you know, work, but maybe they don't make it to the work every day, you know? Yeah. And so what do you do?
Well, it's tough. One of the themes of our book is that it's very hard for parents to accept that they don't have the power they did when their kids were younger. Mm. But it's something you have to accept. Your children are not always going to make the decisions that you regard as the wisest one. And to a large extent, you have to accept that you can't make those decisions for them anymore. So one especially contentious issue is in their choice of a partner. I mean, we all want our kids to find somebody who's going to be a great partner for them and have a lifelong marriage and be happy about that. But often our opinion of who that person is not the same as their opinion. And I think that's very difficult for parents because they see their children getting involved in relationships that they don't think are best for them. And I think unless the relationship is abusive, you really do have to let them make their choices, because they're going to have to live with the person for years to come and not you. And so they really have to make their own judgments about who is right for them. And they have to sometimes learn by trial and error. I mean, they may come to you later and say, you know, Mom, you know, Dad, you were right about that guy. He wasn't right for me. But to a large extent, you have to let them find that out on their own.
As parents, should we help our children find a job?
Well, you know what? With that note, Dr. Arnett, would you stay on with us? We need to take a really quick break.
Yep. Sure.
Okay, great. All right, we're going to take a really quick break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about that. That was my question,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I'd like to know, how involved should you get as
you
a parent
see those
in the
helicopter
job
parents that, uh-oh. Anyways, we have June 12th, the Summer Swing Big Band Dance, and that is from 8 to 10:30, and we've got tickets for you. That's over at the Poinsettia Pavilion Ballroom, and if anybody would like to go, give us a call right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beacon.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Devone Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show on 1590 KVTA.
All right.
We're so glad you're here listening with us this morning. We're happy to have everyone. And before we get started, again, I want to remind you all that we are cruising September 17th through the 21st on the Ruby Princess. And we'd love for everybody to join us. This is a great vacation, a quick little getaway, and the price cannot be beat. Contact Nikki Baldwin at 805-312-4449, and she'll get you all ready to set sail with the Kim Pagano Show.
There you go.
And also, I wanted to remind everyone that Rolling for Pink registration has opened, and I am not saying this to get you
it's
to call.
It's almost sold out.
We literally are almost sold out. We are in shock that we're almost sold out. We're almost nervous. So if you're wanting to join us, if you've joined us in the past and want to come again, or you want to check it out and see what it's all about, definitely go online to rollingforpink.org and get your registration in there. Get a group of friends, or you can even come alone. It's such a great day.
I'm telling you, I did it last year. I mean, even though I ended up meeting
absolutely
people there.
But
oh my God.
It's so much fun. It's a great day. There's a silent auction. We have giveaways. We have raffles. It's so much fun. So please join us, but do it now because we really are almost sold out.
There you go. All right. With that, you know, we always do another giveaway. I'm going to do a haircut and blow dry. How about that? A $75 value.
What? You know, people say that if you're having a down day or a down week,
yeah,
and you're not feeling good about yourself, get your hair blown out. It almost always lifts your spirits.
It does me. You know,
I'm
me,
a firm
look
believer.
Good, feel good. So anyways, call in right now for your haircut and blow dry. That's a $75 value. You're going to get hair therapy. You're going to get a deep conditioner. You're going to feel so much better by the time you're done with me and I'm done with you. How
that's
about that?
That's right, exactly.
Yeah, there you go. 419-0008, 419-0008. 0008. I'd love to meet you. All right. For anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. In the 805, we are here from 6 to 8. We've got a whole nother hour for you, so stay with us. We got some amazing firemen that are waiting over here for us to talk about, and we're going to be talking about the tower-to-tower stair climb, and we've got an entry that we're going to be giving away to somebody. Also, the Wheel of Healing. eating and an easy guide to a healthy lifestyle. So we're going to be talking about all that on our second hour, so definitely stay with us. Again, our phone number here is 419-0008, 419-0008. That is the number to get involved with anything we're talking about and to win. And all you have to do, we're a little different, just leave us your name and your number, and one of our team members will get back with you. Again, Dr. Arnett, Getting to 30, A Parent's Guide to the 20-something Years. We left the conversation and coming back, and we were talking about, is it our responsibility as parents to really find their jobs?
Yeah, how involved should we get into the networking process?
Well, I think you can give them advice if they will listen and if they are receptive to it about different avenues they might try in terms of finding a job. You can give them connections. Often a source of jobs for young people is the connections they make through their parents, through friends' parents, through neighbors, through previous work connections. So, yeah, I wouldn't hesitate to give them that kind of help. But you do, just like with partners, like we were talking about a few minutes ago, you have to give them the amount of space that they want and the amount of their own decision-making that they want, because it's going to be a choice that they have to live with ultimately and not you. So, and they're often very intent on making their own decisions about it.
Oh, yeah.
What you regard as a good job may not be the same thing as they regard as a good job. And so you have to sometimes bite your tongue when they turn on a job that had a 401k plan and good benefits of various kinds, but that they said they don't really want to do it, that they don't really see it as the best fit for them.
There you
have to sometimes bite your tongue, because they're going to have to live with it. Now, if they're going to depend on you economically, then I do think you have more of a say.
Right. Now, what about, it's all about not always what you know, it's who you know.
Who you know.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, definitely true.
How do you
definitely
work
true.
That?
And you can help them with who they know, because you know more people than they do. You've been around for longer than they have, especially if they're going into a field that's related to the field that you're in. Yeah, I wouldn't hesitate to give them the connections and then have them cultivate those connections and relationships on their own.
Okay.
You do want it to be their project and their decision, ultimately.
Right. Now, is there, and I kind of want to remind anybody, we're talking to Dr. Arnett, we're talking about getting to 30. Getting to 30, that's a big deal,
that's
you know?
And 40 is the new 30.
I know. Everything's kind of, we're younger longer, but yet it takes us longer
to
get there, you know? But my question is what are we going to find in your book?
Pardon?
What are we going to find in your book?
We have information about all sorts of things, about your relationship with your emerging adult, about the college experience, about the transition to work, which we've been talking about a lot, about their love relationships, even about religious beliefs and their spiritual journey. So we try to cover all aspects of life. It's also about your journey, too. We made sure that it's not just the book about being a parent. It's about a book about being a person. Now that your child is entering adulthood, you enter a new phase of life too, and even though you will still be involved with them and they will still need you occasionally, you'll have more freedom now than you used to. And so we try to give some guidance for your journey too, based on what the research says about the issues you're likely to face.
Wow, I like that. Now, I'm looking in your book, and you have the midlife job. Is that something you talk about too then?
Yeah, I think it's a surprise to many people that midlife is so favorable. I mean, we talk a lot about the midlife crisis in our society, but the fact is the research overwhelmingly says that midlife is a good time of life for most people. It's a time when most people are reaching their highest achievements in terms of work.
Now,
if you stayed married until midlife, marriage satisfaction tends to go up once the kids leave home. So as long as you're healthy and things have gone reasonably well for you, you can expect midlife to be a positive time. And you can expect your life to turn up in many ways once your kids go on and form their own lives. You'll miss them, but you'll also enjoy
having a new freedom that you haven't had for a long time.
We're kind of there. We're kind of that empty nester. And it's kind of weird. All of a sudden it's like, but yet at the same time, you're like, you don't have anybody living in your house, but you're still responsible for these people.
Right.
You know?
So your kids are not growing up until they get their.
Yeah. Dr. Arnett, where do we find your book?
Well, I hope you can find it in your local bookstore, but of course there's always Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all the other independent booksellers.
Well, great. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life, The Kim Pagano Show.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure.
You got it. All right. We are at the end of our first hour, but again, I do want to remind everybody, we've got Chad Carroll coming in. He's going to be talking about the tower to tower stair climb. We want all of you out there. It's for a great cause, and you can join, find out a little bit more about that. Then we're going to be talking about Michelle Fondon, the author of The Wheel of Healing, and it's an easy guide to healthy lifestyle. With that, of course, we want to, we'll be right back. So stay with us. We always end this moment with a moment of happiness, and creativity is intelligence, having fun. With that, stay with us. We'll be right back.
You know the bed feels warmer, sleeping here alone.
It's time to celebrate. Set sail with The Kim Pagano Show and Princess Cruises on a weekend getaway sailing September 17th through 21st. Don't miss your chance to relax, unwind, and come back new. With rates starting at just $449, you don't want to miss out on this amazing deal that includes meals, entertainment, and accommodations. Contact Nikki Baldwin today to reserve your room. 805-312-4449. Again, that's 805-312-4449. Terms and restrictions apply. Ships of British and Bermudan Registry.
CST number 1005430-10.
DeVoe Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai, and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.